I want to study today Parshas Re'eh and the Haftorah for Parshas Re'eh, and we'll focus on a few major highlights. In Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu V'Yosi Tiro V'Yesbitzvosav Tishmoru U'Vakolo Tishmo V'Oso Sa'avodu U'Boz Sidbakun. This Pasuk obviously is complex, a myriad of different dimensions of how to serve Hashem. Let's focus first and foremost on Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. And I want to express my gratitude to Rabbi Reuven Schecht, who sent me an email pointing out quite a few of the outstanding Makoros on this Pasuk, starting with Ibn Ezra, Hashem Elokeichem, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, Shetasu Al Pi Yecholtechem. Number one, says the Ibn Ezra, do your maximum, kimasov, imitating his, capital H, his, masin. V'tirdufu achrei nisivosov. In doing your maximum, you have to put forward all your energy in a redifa. Also, tiro, and now there's another element in the equation, milishol lamazeh. Man has the tendency to question. He doesn't understand things that befall him, episodes in his life. Fear Hashem. Don't question Hashem. V'yes mitzvosov tishmoru shehem ha'ikar. What's primary is, and this should be the focus of your life, to follow and observe his mitzvos. U'bekolo tishmo, the pasuk says. Mashahim Zechel Ikar. What does Bekolo Tishmo add to Mitzvosav Tishmoru? There are certain mitzvos that are a Zecher, and they are very important for a person to remember the Ikar. Obviously, they're not the main primary focus, but they help us remember that we have to dedicate ourselves to Shmiras HaMitzvos. The Oso Tavodu B'Maseh. Now the Avodah is a reference to Shmiras HaMitzvos B'Maaseh, but the Pasuk ends with Ubo Tidvikun B'Lev, B'Rosh, Basof. The ultimate, the level that we want to achieve at the end of this entire process of Halicha B'Drachah, of imitating Hashem to the extent that we can, of abstaining from questioning, withholding our doubts, quenching our curiosity, fulfilling our mitzvos, listening, and reminding ourselves always to focus on Avodas Hashem. But at the end, we need the lev and the rush. We need to integrate the mind and the emotion, the heart, and achieve dveikus. What is dveikus? The Gemara in Masechta Sota asks this question. Is it possible to be dovek b'shechina? After all, shechina is an esh ochla, it's a burning fire, a consuming fire. El halach achar midosa, we have to imitate Hashem. And here the Braisa Masechta Sota enters into a long list enumerating all different dimensions of Gemilus Chasodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a malbish arumim. And this in the Pasuk by Adam v'chava v'yas Hashem alakem la'adam v'la'ish to ksones or v'yal bishem. Af atah halbeish arumim. You too must clothe the naked, meaning do the chesed that you can to make sure that your fellow person has clothing to warm his body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim. God himself is mevaker cholet. It says by Avraham Avinu, Vayera Elov Hashem Belune Mamre, and this is Bikur Cholim. Avraham Avinu was at the third day after his Mila, the most severe pain, and Hashem came to visit him. Afato, we too have to imitate Hashem's ways, Bakur Cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichama Velim, Dichsiv Achrei, Vayhi Achrei Mos Avraham, Vayvarach Elokim Es Yitzhak Beno. Hashem comes to Yitzchak to be Menachem, to console him after the death of his father Avram. Afatod, Nachem Avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kover Mesim, Dechsiv. With regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that Hashem buried Moshe Vayikvar also Bagai Afato Akvar Mesin. So Maral, in his Nesivas Olam, has a section dedicated to Gmilas Chasodim, and he asks the following question: why is it that with regard to the mitzvah of imitatio Deo, of imitating Hashem, Gmilas Chasodim is high profile? And he answers, Mipnei Shezos HaMida, this attribute of Chesed, Hi Masha Ose HaAdam BiAtzmo. Chesed, says the Maral Miprag, is the most creative, individualistic kind of service. No one can tell you exactly when and how. You have to be very original about it. And the Maral says it's not like Mishpat. When it comes to Mishpat, to observing the divine statutes, Lo Shayach Lomer, you can't say Holech B'Darkei Hashem. You should imitate Hashem. Holech, the word holech means holech mitzad atzmo, osa mi atzmo, osa mirtzono, osa mi dato. When a person does, when he walks, when he sets himself certain goals, there's a subjective, creative element here. It's very personal. It's something that he carves out for himself. That's gemilus chasodim, that's a holech. He's holech b'darkei Hashem. He does it out of his own will, free will, his own decision-making process. It's me'atzmo mirtzono midato. Vilu mishpat, in contrast, mishpat is umechuyev lasos mishpat. It's etched in stone. It's legally formulated. These are the rules of the game. These are the considerations. That's not called a holech b'darkei Hashem. That's called someone who fulfills the mitzvahs of Hashem. But a holech b'darkei Hashem, one who imitates God, means he learns from God how to be creative, how to express his very deep desire and will to help others, to do for others, to go beyond the letter of the law. It's no longer mishpat. Obviously, there are certain requirements within chesed. The halacha does formulate laws and requirements. When are you mevaker cholim? How often? What are you supposed to do when you mevaker cholim? Nicham Avelim has many, many different details and laws, but we go beyond. Man is called upon to exercise, to implement and express his own individuality, carve out his own way, lifnim mishuras hadin. There's a very strong subjective element. And perhaps this sheds a light not only on the Gemara and Sota, that our pasuk of Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu is a reference to dimensions of Gemilas Chasodim, but it also sheds a light on what we saw in the Ibn Ezra, that ultimately we want to reach Ubo Tidbukun, Belev Berosh, with our feelings, our passions, our emotions. That's the element that the Maral Miprag is focused on. He's emphasizing the Ritzono, the Daito. This is not according to the Din, it's not Mishpat, it's not what's dictated to him, but rather what he as an individual places into it as an element that reflects his personality, his will, his creativity. Rav Hirsch, in his commentary on the Torah, we have a translation from the German into Hebrew, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. Bizgalus Hashem Elokim, when God reveals himself, and that's what he did at Har Sinai, then Hu Hayola Lahem Lelokim, he became their God. They accepted him as the master, and they accepted all his mandates, the yoke of heaven. He is Manigas Gorelcham. He controls your destiny, Madrich Esmaseim. He guides you as a nation. But V'achrav Teilechu V'demonus V'yoso Tiro. The pasuk goes on to say that we have to be dedicated in a very loyal way to Hashem, to be overwhelmed by a sense of awe of God. And according to Rav Hirsch, why is the pasuk fortifying, strengthening us with this nemonus, with this extra element of awe of Yira? You know, one might ask, why? What is the agenda here? Is there some reason? Is there some havamina that maybe we're not going to dedicate ourselves? Says Rav Hirsch, this mitzvah of Yira Hashem has to be seen within a broader context of Al Yasis Eschem Navi shouldn't be seduced and lured away by somebody who presents himself as a prophet and he wants you to follow him and fear him. And then Rav Hirsch adds that Ein Medubar Kan Rach B'Hasot El Avodah Zarah. We think classically inside the box of basis for Avodah Zarah, but there's something even beyond that. There's Hasotah L'chol Begidah V'Torah Hashem. There are so many ways in which the Mesitim come and they try to dissuade a person and take him off the right path, to rebel against God's Torah, to question the Torah, etc., etc. These are all forms of Mesis, even though they're not idol worship per se. And the Avera HaIkronis Al Mitzvah Achas, even if we violate one mitzvah, if somehow the forces tempt us to question one single mitzvah, is Meshula, that's compared in Chazal to Azivas Kol HaTorah Kulo. We accept everything. We accept all the mitzvahs, all the fundamentals of the Torah without questioning even one single mitzvah. That's Halicha Achre Elokim. That means we follow in the footsteps of God with loyalty, velo, and we don't follow Elohim Achirim, other gods. If we fast forward to the beginning of the next perek, in Parshas Re'eh, in Dvar Yudalid, Posuk Aleph, we have the mitzvah of, in this case, Elos HaSevlo, Tizgodudu. Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. This lav is introduced by a wonderful, splendid, glorious description of Bnei Yisrael. We are the chosen children of Hashem. Hashem is our Father. We are His children. Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Lo Tizgodudu. We're not allowed to make incisions, as we'll soon see, in our body. Lo Tasimu Karchu Beninechem. Karcha means when we shave our heads in a certain way. Lames, as a result of the death, Rachmana Litzlan, of one of our relatives. This is something that is absolutely antithetical to Jewish life, to Jewish behavior, to Jewish custom. It exists as a very strong phenomenon amongst the idolatrous cultures that surrounded Klal Yisrael. Hashem warns us, Lo Tizgodudu, don't have the response to death and mourning that exists amongst the other nations. Ki am kadosh atol Hashem elkecha, you are a holy people. Ubecha bachar Hashem lios lo liam segula mikol ha'amim ashel pnei adaman. You were chosen amongst all the nations. You are the am segula. So one of the questions that we want to address here, after we figure out what Lo Tizgodudu exactly is and how to violate the lav, is why does Hashem present this lav and sandwich it with Bonim Atem, Am Kadosh Hashem, Am Segula, all these beautiful descriptions of Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, Lefish Atem Bonav Shel Makom Vatem Re'uyim Lios Noim. The children of Hashem have to look presentable, beautiful. They have to take care of their body. They have to clothe it in the right way. Velo gedudim umekurachim, rather than rip their skin, make incisions into their body, and bald their heads. The Ibn Ezra goes a little step further. Ta'am bonim. Why does the Torah tell us bonim as the introduction to this parasha? Achar sheteidu shatem bonim lashem. Once you internalize the concept that you are sons, you are children to Hashem, who oveskem yoser me'av leben. God loves even more than a biological father would love his son. Al tizgodudu al kol mashi yase. When you do a gedida, you are in a sense questioning the divine judgment. We've already seen that Ibn Ezra in the pasuk towards the end of Perek, or towards the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, of Oso Tiro has already said, Milishal Lomazeh. We don't question the ways of God and the destiny that the supreme divine being has imposed upon us. Al Tizgodudu al kol mashe yaseh. By doing this gedida, you're in a sense questioning God's decision. Ki kol asher yaseh l'tovu, even though it seems tragic, the loss of a relative, but yet it's l'tov. V'im lo tavinuhu, And if you don't understand the ways of God, imagine the case of young children. They don't understand why their father is doing this, why he might be punishing them. But nevertheless, they rely on their father. You are banim like banim, ktanim, and you may question the divine justice. Why did so and so have to die? But no. Understand that you are banim, you're like the banim ktanim who rely on their father even when they know. They don't understand, but they know he knows best. Kein tasu gamatem, so too is your relationship to Hashem. Kiyam kadosh atah. You're not like the other nations. You are a holy people, al kein. Therefore, lo tase kimaseim. Separate yourself from the nations of the world. And that's the Ben Ezra, the Ramban, embellishes this. And he says the following. Lefi Daiti, now some of this Ramban is quoting Psukim in Tanakh, which he integrates into his Pirush, so it's a bit challenging, but we'll get the gist of it. He says, in my opinion, Atam Am Kadosh, why does the Pasuk introduce and emphasize the Kedusha here? Havtocha b'kiyum anafashis l'fanav yisparach. This is a subtle, somewhat concealed promise for Tchiyas HaMeisim, meaning for the Kiyum HaNefesh, the spiritual element of man, his soul is eternal. And even though now we're burying the body, that's only the physical body. But we have to focus on the Nefesh. Yomar Achrei Shatah Am Kodesh U'Sgulas Hashem Lo Yisa L'Kim Nefesh. If you appreciate that we are the holy nation, the Am Skula, then obviously God loves our nefesh. In our body, in our physical body, we are not different than any other human beings. V'chashav machshavos l'bilti yidach mimenu nidach. You have to understand, you have to think profoundly about the fact that Hashem will never leave us nidach, as if to reject us. Therefore, ein roi lachem lizgode l'kareach al meis. Because afil yomus binar, even if it's a young person who died, Rahmanul Islam, but nevertheless, the nefesh still lives on. And it's eternal. And if we appreciate that, then the physical tragedy is so different and can be seen in such a different light. Those who believe that man is here today and gone tomorrow, death is final, the nations of the world who don't understand what Kedusha is all about, what Skula is all about, they tragically respond to any loss of life, any catastrophe with Gedida, with Karcha. That's antithetical to Jewish philosophy. The Sfarno says, Bodem atem l'Hashem elokeich lo tizgodu shein roi laharos tachlis hadaiga. If a person wants to reflect or express through this gedida the ultimate tsar, you know, he wants to show that he is totally broken up by the anguish of the loss of a relative without, you know, in an infinite way, without any limitation. Kishenisha karov nichbad bimenu. He should know that who's left for existence, who's left alive, it's the relative that is even greater than the relative that he lost, the Milos v'takonas hatov, in the ultimate sense of goodness. And that's l'fichach atem bonim l'Hashem hu avichem. You should know you are children of Hashem. He is your father, kayim la'ad, and he exists forever, eternally. And therefore ein roi shetidagu v'tisablu v'tachlis. You shouldn't go to all these extremes like the Kananim do to express your anguish, your grief on the loss of a relative, because you have a greater relative who's eternal, and that's Avichem, who's Kayim La'ad. And this reminds you of the Medrash Chazal about Avraham Avinu, when he got the mitzvah of Mila, he was very nervous, he assumed that all his friends would forsake him, he would live a lonely existence, and Hashem, according to the Medrash, came to console him and told him that you have a great patron, you have a great friend, I am your friend, and that's Kel Shakai. The Malbim adds another element into this whole presentation. He says, "Bonim atem l'Hashem alkechem hu atam le'isur gedidu karchal ames." Why is this opening introduction that we are the children of Hashem the underlying reason for the isur gedidu? Ki Hashem arachim aleichem ki av al bonav. Hashem has such a great love for you, for the people of Israel, like a father for his sons. V'chol shenidma lachem shehu ra. And therefore anything that appears to us as if it's bad, hu l'tova. Again, reiterating the concept that we saw in the Ibn Ezra, that im lo tivinu, if we don't understand and appreciate why God is bringing about these terrible situations, death, then it's like the children who don't understand, young children, their father, but yet they rely on their father. So too says the Malbim, that even though nidme lachem shura, but hu l'tova, in truth, in the ultimate perspective of truth, it is all for your good. And therefore, ein lachem l'sum kar chalabes, ki bevadei ye'osei v'mechitzas ha-tzedikim. You should have full faith in the fact that the neshama, the nefesh of this person who has departed from this world, is up there, close in the barriers of where the tzaddikim are, those who walk the earth and now are in a higher place. V'yokar ben Hashem abov salabonov. The fact that children of Hashem are taken away, that's yokar, that's something that Hashem appreciates. Again, sensitivity of Hashem towards the lost, but at the same time, understanding that the neshamos go up to a higher place. And now the Malbim invokes a sugya, a machlokes, in the Agadato and Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding this status of Klal Yisrael as Bonim. Rabbi Meir says in Masechta Kiddushin that Bizman Shatem Noagim Minag Bonim, if we treat Hashem and obey Him like a son obeys his father, then Atem Kriyim Bonim, then we have the status of Bonim. But Ein Atem Noagim Minag Bonim, if we rebel against God and we're not like a loyal son, then Ein Atem Kriyim Bonim, we forfeit our status as Bonim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. Bein Kach U Bein Kach Atem Kriyim Bonim. Despite the fact that you have deviated and rebelled from the will of God, you still remain, you retain your status as Bonim. And that's what the Malbim emphasizes here. Al Zeh Heshiv Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Shegamim Eino Sim Ritzono Shel Mokom Heim Bonov Mitzad Nafshom. What makes us Bonim if we're not fulfilling the will of God? Our special, our unique Nefesh. She Chelek Aloka Mimal V'lo Yisa Lukim Nefesh. Hashem will not ignore the nefesh. He pays attention on the nefesh. And because we, each and every one of us, as part of the collective whole of Klal Yisrael, as a nefesh, we are bonim l'Hashem, despite the fact that in the physical world of materiality, we may deviate from, chas v'shalom, the will of God, but nevertheless, adayin atem kruyim bonim. Why? Because of our nefesh. It's the nefesh that makes us into bonim. And Rabbi Meir proves this point by showing that in many contexts throughout Tanakh, we are called Bonim even if we don't observe the mitzvos. And one of the psukim that Rabbi Meir quotes here as a proof text is V'hoya ha-mokom asher yomer lehem lo ami atem yomer lehem b'ni kel chai. Even when it's lo ami atem, you don't observe, you don't fulfill God's will like Ami, like my nation, who's loyal to the king. Nevertheless, we're still called in that pasuk, Bini Kel Chai. We are still Bonim. Says the Malbim, Mevur Shezelo Yitzuyar Sheyomalem Sheinu Bonim. It's impossible that we're not Bonim. And that's where Rabbi Meir quotes all these psukim to prove that we still retain our status as bonim. He quotes a pasuk, lo imun bam, v'u bonim ashchisim, different psukim where we don't dedicate ourselves loyally to Hashem and yet we're still called bonim. We are mashchisim sometimes, chas v'shalom, and yet we're still called bonim. All this indicates that God has an infinite and endless love for us as Banim, even if Chas V'Shalom we go off the path. I wanted to add, as I've done on many occasions, the insight of Rav Soloveitchik that I heard of the Shiurim in Nedarim with regard to the double language Ki Am Kadosh Atol Hashem Elokecha, and then Ubecha Bachar Hashem. Why the repetition? And Rashi says Kadosh Atol Hashem is Kedusha Savosecha. It means that there are two Kedushos that every single Jew is sanctified with. Number one, the Kedusha of the Avos, insofar as he or I am a descendant of my great ancestors, the Avos, that gives me Kedusha. And that is a collective Kedusha that applies equally to all of Klal Yisrael. But then, Ubecha Bachar Hashem. Now we go down to the level of Becha, the individual. The individual has to carve out for himself a Bechira relationship with Hashem. He cannot sit back on his laurels and say, well, I belong to the Am Kadosh by virtue of Kedusha Sa'avos, which is inherited and it's inborn. No, he has to establish his Kedusha for himself in a very personal way, and he has to carve out his unique individual Kedusha. No two Jews have the exact same Kedusha. Korach said, Lomatis Nasu al Kal Hashem ki kol ha'eda kula Kedosh, and he's right from the perspective of Am Kadosh Atol Hashem, meaning Kedushas Ovos, the inherited Kedusha. But nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu has his own unique Kedusha, and Aaron his, and every individual Jew is Becha Bachar Hashem. And that was the major mistake of Korach. And that's what the Sifri says in its comment here on this pasuk of Ubecha Bachar Hashem Elokecha Lios Lo Am Skula Melamish Kol Echad V'Echad Chaviv Leit Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikol Umas Ha'olam. It's as if to say that if you take a Jew who's Chaviv as a Ben and you place the Umas Ha'olam on the scale, we have, each individual Jew has a Chavivus of Becha Bachar Hashem. And that's in the Sifri. But if you look at the Yalkut on Lotus Godudu, the Yalkut sees in this context, in this parsha, a glorious description of the Chavivus, of the many dimensions of the love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. Number one, the Torah is saying you have to observe the following lotaseh. Don't cut yourselves with a blade. Al titzaru atzmachem al ames. Interesting. The Torah is telling me not to put myself into a tzar situation, and the Torah is saying that if you fulfill and observe that lotaseh, if you avoid any violation of cutting into your skin and causing suffering upon yourself, you get schar for non-violation. Re'eh heich chibeif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, says the Yalkut, shu mitzava osim shol yitztaru v'yidlu schar. Hashem is commanding us to live a natural life and not cause pain upon ourselves, and we'll get rewarded for that. The Medrash goes on to say, k'siv, the pasuk says, chaku mamtakim, you should have a taste of sweetness, yesh heich masok mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gives us sweetness. How is that so? The kashrus laws. Mazir Yisrael al shkotzim v'ramotz v'shil yochlu. And we avoid eating shkotzim v'ramotzim and those repulsive foods. V'nosei lem shchar. And to boot, we get rewarded for this. Yesh chek mosok mizeh. Could you have a sweeter palate than that? Or dam, for example. What is dam? Dam is Michael Klovin. But Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, "Lo tochlu dam, v'tol schar," and you get rewarded for avoiding dam. Here too, "Lo tizgodu lo yitzaru atzmachem," and v'yitlu schar, but you'll get rewarded. Dovar acher. Now the Yalkut goes on a different, totally different path. What's "Lo tizgodu" do? "Lo tasimu agudos agudos v'teichalukim elu aleu." Don't create different groups that argue and fight one another. We need actus, we need unity. Lo tasimu karcha bachem,
Kishem Shasa Korach Shecholak Li Yisrael. I think perhaps the Alkut sees a hidden symbol here in Karcho. Karcho literally means baldness, in that the first three out of the four letters of this word form the name Korach. So he is the paradigm of Agudos of creating these different groups that will rebel one against the other. And what happened to the Adas Korach? Nivlu Imo Amo Bnei Odom Harbe. With him, many individuals were swallowed up by the earth. The Medrash continues. Re'ei Chiba Shekibev Chibev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sholom Rab Shim Ben Yochai Kamal Shonos Chibuvon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at all the descriptions of the relationship of God to the people of Israel, and appreciate the Chiba, how beloved we are to Him with a capital H. Karosom Bonim Chazav Karosom Am Kadosh. Right, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokechem Am Kadosh Atol Lashem Elokecha. Again, he repeats it later on. Am Kadosh Atol Hashem Ubecha Bachar Hashem. So many different words of kedusha, of description of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Biolam Hazeh Bacharti Bachem Yichadeti Shmi Aleichem Liyasid Lavo Ani Bechvodi Mishalech Beinechem Chenemar Vishalachti Vishochachem. Hashem says, in this world as we know it now, I have chosen you, I have designated my name to you, name with a capital N, but ultimately I will walk with you. Vishalachti Vishochachem. The beautiful love of Hashem for Klal Yisrael, the eternal love. Rabbeinu Bachai says that it was the minhag of Amoraim, of those nations like the Amoraim who dwelled in the land, to be godeid al mesav. While lefishayu osim mina olam hazeh ikar. To them, the beginning and the end was this world. Kasha yomis lemes yaved mi bneihem. If one of the sons of the Amoraim died, hu avudo liolam, he's lost forever and ever. There's no way that he will come back to live. Aval atem einchem ken ki bonim atem lashem lokeichem. You are the children. V'derech ha'av lahorish l'bno moni yofesh yeshlo. The best that a father can give amongst his possessions, he bestows upon his child. L'fichach ha'olam adba. The best gift that Hashem can bestow upon his beloved children is the world to come. Barasi v'ma'usad b'chem, it's designated for you in the future. Al-Kain, i'atem rashayim l'zgodet al-mes. The Gedid al-mes is a statement, a declaration that this world is the only world and death is final. Lo l'mari tz'ar harosh, don't rip out your hairs at the death of a relative. Bituchim atem, but rather you should be absolutely secure, relying on the divine promise. She'im ya'abed ha'guf ba'olam hazeh, even though the guf itself, the body, will be destroyed in this world. Tirshu chay olam ha'boshu ha'ikar, the eternal life in the world to come, that will be yours. And that's because an av leaves the best that he has for his ben. Zeu Sha'amar, says Rabbeinu Bachai, Ki Am Kadosh Atol Hashem Elokecha. What does Kadosh mean? Nivdal, meaning you're separated from the physical body. The physical body is one entity, but we are spiritual individuals that can live as spirits eternally. And not only that, says Rabbeinu Bachai, the concept of Nivdal here, Ki Am Kadosh, is Atem B'delim Mishar B'nei Noach. We are separated from the other nations of the world, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chof, V'avdil Eschem Min Ha'amim Lios Li. And again, looking once more at Rav Hirsch, Ki Am Kadosh Ata Lo Goy Kadosh B'achduso Klape Chutz. Sometimes you have what we call a Goy Kadosh. Goy Kadosh is a reference to the nation as it presents itself in foreign relations. El Am Kadosh Hama'uchad B'Yitzuvo HaChevrati HaPnimi Lamrot Ribui Chuliotav. It's true that the nation is made up of many different individuals, and each individual is like a different chulia, is a different link in a chain with his own personality, his own worldview. But nevertheless, we are an Am Kadosh in the internal structure, the design of our society on the inside. We may be made up of many individuals with different ways, but we have a certain me'uchad, a certain actus of Am Kadosh on the inside. This is eternal. This is internal. Hachevra ha'lumit shel ha'am hazek knuya l'Hashem. Our national society is dedicated to Hashem, is owned by Hashem. V'chol chu yoseh ha'shavos b'kedushasam. And we all share a kedusha together. U'biyachasan ha'yashir l'Hashem, in a direct relation with Hashem. And this is the vision of the chevra, the society of this Am Kadosh, which is knuya l'Hashem. And our social life is absolutely saturated with divinity, with dedication to Hashem, with a shibut Hashem. That makes us the Ama Nivchar, that makes us the special, unique nation that we are. And now I would like to jump over to the Haftorah, which is from Yeshayo Nun Dalid. We'll start in Mirz Hashem by focusing on Pasuk Yud Zayin. And then I'd like to share with you the insights of the Bino Le'itim to a pasuk a little bit later on in that same perek. Kol kli yutzar olaych. The language of Yishayahu Hanavi is very tough, it's very challenging. We're talking about some sort of a utensil, yutzar olaych, that's in a sense sent upon the people of Israel. And Yeshayahu HaNavi, with his great nechama, his consolation, says, Lo Yitzlach, despite the fact that these utensils, these weapons, if you will, are, how shall I say, poised against you. And of course, today we know what's going on in the north here in Israel. Lo Yitzlach, they will not succeed. But then the pasuk goes on and says, Kol Lashon Tokum Itach. Any language, any speech that will rise up against you and vilify you is tarshi, meaning God says, I promise you, I will determine that zos nachas avdi Hashem v'tzidkosa me'itinum Hashem, that you, the people of Israel, who are the victims of this lashon takum and this rishus, will be protected by Hashem himself. And in Tanakh in general, but certainly in this case, the pasuk takes on a whole new meaning when we look into the Abarbanel. Beautiful insight. He wants to address the question of the structure of the pasuk. It begins with Kli Yutzar Alayach, and then it goes on to Lashon Tukam Itach. What is the difference between the two? And he says that these two psukim allude to two different nations, kingships, that rise up against the people of Israel. He says, Umos ha'olam hazeh, bayom hazeh, in his time, 5 centuries ago, the nations of the world can be divided into two groups, b'chiluf daseim, in different religious practices. Mehem, the first group, is described here as Kli Yutzar Alayach, Yachrichu dasam. They will impose their religion upon you, upon the Jewish people. Lo mivikuach, not with some sort of verbal debates. There are no public debates. Lo yachpasu bitainos. They're not looking for any sort of arguments. Aval yomru, but rather they declare mishi yistar dosam. Anyone who contradicts their religion, yeharguhu, he will be put to death. Vizeu inyan umas Yishmael. And that is Yishmael. Mayhem, but amongst the nations is another group. And their religious customs or culture is very different. Yasu lahachrachasa, in order to force their religion upon us, they don't just say accept our religion or we'll kill you. It's a little bit more complex than that. But rather, they try to prove to you with vikuchim, vitainos, vahakesha, viunim. They have all sorts of debates and all sorts of theological arguments and claims. Vizeo inyan, and this is appropriate for Chachmei Edom, shenis yastu v'chochmas hadibur, that Edom, as opposed to Yishmael, has the advantage of chochmas hadibur. They know how to speak well, and they will use the public forum and the public debate to defeat you. Is therefore Lachain Omar Anovi, says the Abravanel, the Yeshayo Anovi is addressing both groups. Keneged Shneim. Number one, Kol Kli Yutzar Alayach Lo Yitzlach. What does it mean, these weapons that are poised against you will not succeed, says God in this Nevuah, B'derech Melchama. Kimishpat B'nei Yishmael. That's the way Yishmael does it. They just go out there to battle, to try to destroy you and subjugate you. The next part of the pasuk, however, Kol Lashon Takum Itoch LeMishpat Arshi. That's already B'derech Vikuach. That's already some sort of debate, and that's appropriate for B'nei. That's the Mishpat of B'nei Edom. L'fisha Zos Nachlas Avdei Hashem V'Tzidkosom. The end of the pasuk promises us that there's such a thing as Avdei Hashem. These are the people of Israel who are dedicated to the service of Hashem. And Zos Nachlas. What is the Nachla of Klal Yisrael, the Avdei Hashem? And the answer is Tzidkosom Me'iti. Hashem will protect them. It's lo b'koach, lo b'chayil. It's not through tainos, halotzios, kozvos. They will not be able to succeed in quelching us with all their arguments and their debates and their theological debates against us. We are protected against both groups, both against Yishmael and against Esav, against Edom. Alavai that the pasuk here will really console us, and we are completely uplifted and inspired by the promises of the Divine Being to protect the people of Israel. Let's take a look at the Tanchuma and perhaps shed another light on this Haftorah that we're going to read. Again, the same pasuk. Omar HaKosuv Kol Kli Yutzar Alayich Lo Yitzlach. If you look around, you'll see Yisrael. What are the nations of the world preoccupied with? What is the United Nations preoccupied with? Only to see how they can liquidate the people of Israel, the nation and the state. Yoshvin Misyatzim Olenu. They all they think about is us. Israel's on the front cover. When were they condemned? And for what were they condemned? Instead of looking at North Korea, we look at Israel and the real true enemies of the world, the evildoers, those nations that are bent on destroying the world. Nobody pays any attention to that. Because what preoccupies the minds of the goyim is the shiva lebonav. Ein lem malach acheres. They have nothing to be occupied with. El yoshvim misyatzim olenu. Shenema the pasuk Eicha decries this situation. Shavtem v'kiyamtem habita ani manginoschem. Omer lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu mahem mo'ilim. What do they think the nations of the world are going to succeed? Gozrin aleichem gzeros. They decree all sorts of decrees against you, and they want to destroy you. But ani mevatlan v'shovran. Hashem promises, I will destroy and undermine these gzeros against us. Shenemar ani manginosam. And manginosam is miloshon mogen. Kinixiv ubarach kel elyon asher mogen tzorech. And now the Medrash Tanchuma illustrates this point with a number of great historical episodes. Vayitzav paro l'chol am aleimah kol abenei yiloi la'yori yashlichu. What was the gzera of Paro? To destroy the Jewish children. But Ruach HaKodesh Tzovachas, but yet Hashem's Ruach HaKodesh screams out, Mize Omar Vati Hashem. And it means that even though Paro had this decree against the Jewish people, Kasher Yadu Oso, Kain Yirbev, Kain Yifrots, the people of Israel multiply. Haman Bikesh Lashmin Kol Yudim Hashem Lo Bikesh, but Hashem did not subscribe to that decree of Haman, and the Nefachu, Just the opposite. Asher yishlutu ayhudim b'soneihem. This is the great protection of Hashem for Klal Yisrael. This is the lo yitzlach of the kli yotzer alayich. And Balak and Bilam bikshu lekalis yisov Hashem lo bikesh. Hashem would not, jump on the bandwagon of Balaam and Bilam to curse the Jewish people. Shenemar v'lo av Hashem el kech lishmoel Bilam. Hashem did not listen, hearken to the calls, the cries of Bilam to curse the Jewish people. Lificha ksiv mize omar vatehi Hashem lo tziva. You, the nations of the world, decree. But Hashem lo tziva, he didn't accept those decrees. That's kol kli yotzer alayich lo yitzlach. And the Medrash concludes by saying, Andrianus, Omer lo Rav Yeshua, Gedola kivsa shomedes ben shivim zekenim. How great are you, the people of Israel, that you're a sheep, and somehow a little shepsel, you're able to exist amongst 70 wolves. Omer le, but Rav Yeshua responded, Godol hu aroeh. If you want to get back to the source of it, go back to the shepherd himself, Shem Matzila, who puts out an effort to save this kivsa, this little shepsela, vishomra, and protects it. Havi kol kli yutzar alayich lo yitzlach. The 70 wolves that surround the keves will not be successful. Now, I'd like to learn with you a sefer called Bino Le'itim. I don't think we'll have time to finish it, but at least let's get started with it. In this very chapter of Nechama that we read in the Haftorah this Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Berega katon azavtich, uberachamim gedolim akabtzech. There is an element of Rega katon azavtich, of God seemingly ignores us, and he leaves us as the kivsa to be torn apart by the shivim zkenim. But it's only rega katon. It's a short moment. Now, the Bino Le'itim is bothered by this concept of rega katon. It doesn't make any sense, because a rega is a certain moment of time, a certain measure of time. It starts and it ends. So what's the rega katon? You know, if it's a Rebbe Katon, then it's not a Rega. And then it says, Barachimim Gedolim HaKabtzech, with great mercy I will gather you together. And once again, it seems like Gedolim is the greatness of a Rega, as opposed to Rega Katon, Azavtich, we have the Rachimim Gedolim HaKabtzech. And once again, we could ask the question, well, what does this Gedolim mean? If it's a Rega, then it's a Rega. And if it's Gedolim and it's more than a Rega, then it's not a Rega. Then he asks a different question. And this question he addresses to a pasuk at the very beginning of Sefer Tehillim, chapter 1, Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Holach Batzas Rishoyim. And the pasuk goes on to say, V'hoya Ke'etz Shosol Palgi Mayim Asher Piryo Yitein Be'ito. How fortunate is the tzaddik who doesn't fall prey to the allurements of the Rasha. He's dedicated to Torah Hashem Chefto, and therefore he's like the eitz that's planted in the water and gives fruit. Oleil lo yibo. And then the pasuk says, this pasuk dalet in Tehillim, lo kein harishoyim kiyim kamotz asher tidfenu ruach. So the question is, what do you mean, lo kein harishoyim? Of course. I mean, was there a havamina that Hashem would treat the rishoyim and bestow upon them all the goodness as He does for the tzaddikim? Should we assume that harishoyim yatzlichu b'maseihem? They'll be like the tzaddikim and they'll be victorious. They'll be granted all the gifts gratis from Hashem. And therefore, it has to say no. But v'lo kein harishoyim. You should know that it's not true for the rishoyim. What's that all about? Keep in mind also that in Parshas Yisro, Losishtach Melehem Velo Sa'ovdim Ki Anochi Hashem Elokecha Kel Kanoa Pokeda Vonavos Al Bonim Al Shilisha Rebbeinu Son of Yose Chesed La Lofim Li Oavai Ula Shomrei Mitzvosai. So what is the concept of Notzer Chesed La Lofim? Rashi says She'odom Oseh, Hashem is focused on the chesed that the man does, that he propagates, l'shalem schar, and God will reward such a person for his chesed l'alafim l'alpayim dor, for 2,000 generations. Nimteis midatovi yisera al midas peronius achas al chamesh meos. The ratio between the punishment to peronius for one who violates Hashem's will and the schar for someone who upholds the mitzvah of chesed is a ratio of 1 to 500. Because with regard to punishment, it says kel kano poked avon albanis albanim al shilishim al rebeim. It's only 4 generations. But here, with regard to chesed, the pasuk says osa chesed le alafim, which we read as alpayim, which is 2,000 generations, 4 as opposed to 2,000, which is the ratio of 1 to 500. Says the Bino Le'itim that we have to lay down one premise that is absolutely true, and he calls it pshuta, it's absolutely simple, and that's the midah of tova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tuvo, midas tuvo, that Hashem wants to bestow goodness. And that midah is so much greater than the midah of peronios to mete out punishment, as we say that poked avos al banim is only up to 4 generations. And that's a reference even to avodah zarah, which is the most severe of all the averos. But yet it doesn't go back beyond, the punishment will never go beyond 4 generations. But when it comes to compensation, reward for gmul hatov, it says v'yosa chesed l'alpayim li'o'avav, which means that the schar for chesed is extended for 2,000 generations, which is 500 times more than the punishment for violating the will of Hashem. There's no way you can compare Midas Tuvo and his Rachmanos to Midas Peronios. And now we can perhaps shed a light on this concept of Revga Katon. What is, we ask, the rega katon? If it's a rega, it will never change. It won't get longer or shorter. It's always in the same measurement of time. So what is rega katon? And what is rega gadol? If it's gadol, then it's not a rega. If it's more than a rega. He says that when we talk about rega katon, we're not talking in kamus. We're not counting up the split seconds or fractions of seconds. We're talking about echus, we're talking about quality. And we're talking about midas tuvo, the great midah of goodness that Hashem wants to bestow. Lo bilvad nis'ales al midas hara b'kamos. He says we should think and understand that the midah of tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only greater on a quantitative basis than the midah of peronios and ra. Elagambi echus, even on a qualitative basis, a different quality entirely. Mahus bachar lahem heyoso tov umoel. The essence of God is a tov umoel, who wants to give la nosam ulitovasam. That's the entire existence in this world, is all a tov. That God allows us and generates in us existence, life, that itself is midas tuvo, and it's qualitatively infinite. And he writes, "May hevel yemayit lios cholevi avad etzel musag lioam abo." If we compare this world to the next world, then we're looking at this world as a cholefi ovad, something that's passing, it's transient, it's here and gone. But when we talk about the concept of olam haba, that's eternal. It's not here and gone. And therefore, Yeshayahu Hanavi warns the people of Israel. And he says, Kisha Ozvachem Hashem, when you left Hashem, meaning you deviated from His will, Hoya Berega Bilvat, there was this one moment, Shuzman Ma'at HaKamus Mi'od. It's a, from a quantitative point of view, not quality, but quantity of Kamus, it's very limited. But Zulat Zehu Katon Bi'echus, in contrast to something that's katon qualitatively, Mitzad Etzuma Husa Ziva Shehi Binyone Olam Hazeh. When Hashem says that Berega Katon Azavtich, what He means to say is that Hashem meets out punishment Berega Katon. It's Katon Ha'echus. As far as the Aziv of Hashem, when it says Azavtich, it is quantitatively, qualitatively insignificant, meaning it's very limited, because Hashem is a Meitiv. So in this world of Inyoni Olam Hazeh, there may be Berega Katon Azavtich. However, when we talk about the Erech HaTov, this endless, infinite goodness that Hashem essentially wants to bestow upon us, and that's the Rachmanus of Hashem, here we're talking about Gedolim, we're talking about something great. It's not just Rachamim on a small level, it's not just on a level of Kamus, but on a level of Echus. It's Rachamim Gedolim. Gedolim again means Lefi Echusam, in a qualitative way. It's the Rachmanus that grants us Chaye Olam, Chaye Netzach, eternal life in the world to come. And the pasuk says, "B'shetzef, ketzef, histarti panai rega mimecha." What is this rega? When Hashem says in divine wrath, "I have turned away from you for a rega," histarti panai rega mimcha. Ha rega sher pnei asher panai histarti mimcha shehu shiir hazman hamuat haya gam kein b'ketzef. Hayoser Katal. In other words, even when Hashem will hide his countenance, that's what we call Esther Panim, for a rega, for a moment, which is a very small measurement of time, then the Ketzef Hayoser Katal V'chaser Shaya Efshar. The anger of the divine being is the smallest, the most limited that it possibly could. Dainu Olam Hazeh, it's only in this world. Aval rachamim hayu bechesed olami v'netzach shehu biolam haba ki kenu hi midas tuvo. But when we're talking about rachamim here, it's rachamim gedolim. Again, gedolim means in echus, in its quality. And what is this a reference to, an allusion to? This is an allusion to the world to come. Here in this world, there's this rega katon of azavtich, but in the world to come, there'll be ultimate, absolute rachamim with a chesed that's olami, of netzach, of eternity. That's in the world to come. That is the greatness of Hashem's bidas tuvo, and we have to come to appreciate that. And when it comes to a tzaddik, hiflig b'sipur ribui minei ha'osher shiyelo, the Tanakh goes out of its way to enumerate all the different ways that the reward will be bestowed upon an ish tzaddik. Pirio yitem be'ito aleu lo yivol kol asher yase yatzliach. All these psukim that we saw at the beginning of Tehillim indicate the great infinite reward that Hashem will bestow on the tzaddikim. An amazing, almost endless amount of schar that will be bestowed upon the person who achieves tzidkas nafsho, a true righteousness and just way of life, the action of Omar. And now he says, Al Tachshav ki kifi ze ha'erech. Now we're beginning to understand the Havamina, why the Tanakh, why David HaMelech has to go out of his way to say Lo Kein HaRishayim. We might have thought that since the Schar on the plus side, the reward, is so Muflag V'yotzum, it's so endless, it's not something that you can even measure or imagine. Therefore, the onesh, on the other hand, that's going to be meted out to the Rishoyim, will also be baflog, will also be exaggerated, will also be endless. No. Ki lochein yu ha-Rishoyim bi-onsham. The Pasuk says that this is not so. Lochein ha-Rishoyim. They won't have a parallel or corresponding onesh bahafloga. Ne'noshim bi'otzem v'ribui, with this massive amount of punishment. Noel onesh kal, they'll get a light punishment, relatively light. Umuot kefi erech maseim aroyim, something that will be appropriate or commensurate to their evil deeds, but lo yechashev. And it won't be considered im ki im kimotz hanidaf min haruach. You know, when the winds blow off a leaf from a tree, that's not haflaga. That's a very limited kind of experience. Al kein, therefore, kein von sheyesh kol kach hefresh v'chiluk rachok bein schara tzadik v'lonesh harshoyim, that the schara tzadikim are on the other polar extreme than onesh for harshoyim. Mizei Moshech, what's going to come out of that is Shebizmana Mishpat Vadin, ultimately at the time of divine judgment, Lo Yakumu Arishoyim Vachatoim LeMishpat Ba'adas V'chevas HaTzadikim. There won't be one judgment in which the Rishoyim and the Tzadikim will stand together in judgment. Ki Im Yimotzev V'Mishpat Echad, because if they'll be near each other standing in judgment, Yiroa Dover Zeh B'Kav HaDin HaYoshar, we'll have to somehow present the din as being equal and fair to both sides. And therefore we would have to anticipate that there'll be a midas hadin that's mekatreg, saying in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you have to be mashma midoscha, your midos have to be equal. And therefore, in order to save such a terrible calamity where the kategor and the midas hadin will be mekatreg, Hashem said, no, we're going to separate the groups of people as far as din is concerned. V'lo yishavtu biyachad, they won't be judged together. Eilu li'atzma v'eilu atzman. And then there's no makom for kitruk. And if you'll say, sof sof matam yesh bazeh, why should Hashem be so good to the tzaddikim and not bad enough in meeting out punishment to the rishoyim? And therefore he says, Ein anu yechom lahasig amko shel dovar. We really will not understand the depths of it. Yodei Hashem derech tzadikim. Only Hashem knows it. B'sharoi losseis lehem oso schar harav v'derech rishoyim te'oved. That in truth Hashem should completely destroy the rishoyim. Sheyaspik lahem oso onesh hamugbal. And Hashem will just do that, implement that punishment that's limited of Derech Rishoyim Toved. And perhaps this could shed a light on what Eov says in chapter 10, Im Roshati Alalai Li V'tzadakti Lo Esa Roshi Sova Kolon Re'e Anyi. Eov, in his suffering, is complaining against God that what happened to him is just the opposite. Im rashati, if I did evil and I'm guilty, alili li. The punishment that I'm getting, the suffering that I'm experiencing is rock fula mukupeles. It's haflagas haonesh. It's the exact opposite of what you Hashem said about the Rishoyim. Vitzadakti Lo Esa Roshi, when I did good, my schar was limited, was cut on Lo Esa Roshi. I don't have this Nesiyus HaRosh Lamala Lamala.
that would have been more appropriate. This is the claim of and the complaint of Eov. Ainly Nesius Rosh Lamal Lamalik Roshaya Roy, which would have been fitting for me. I should have gotten a great schar for my tzidkus and less of a punishment for my evil. In that sense, Eov is claiming Nishtanesimi called Bri, I've been treated differently than any other creation. And therefore, at the end of this pasuk, he says, Sva kolon ure'e anyi. Sva kolon. That's cherpa. Kolon is cherpa, is humiliation. I'm satiated from humiliation. Re'e anyi. Hashem, please, look at my suffering. V'yigoni al kol eila ki alo. After all, your mechalish adecha urigiech negdi. It's going on now month after month. This terrible anguish and punishment. Lo nasa ken l'shum bria. We never saw any other creation on the face of the earth that suffered as much. Ki bimkom heyos hakas memuot v'yoser kotn al avonos mimashahu haratzon v'tov al haschuyos. Instead of having a more limited punishment for the evil and a greater will to bestow good on for merits, adarabba, the exact opposite is happening in my case. Vaterev kascha imadi. The kas is greater in response to my evil doing, my faults. Achahoisa etzli midas peronius meruba mevidas tuvi. It's the exact opposite of the way Hashem you relate to the world. Yesh chiluv kafel utmur v'shtanos. The reward and punishment here for me is the exact opposite. It's tov v'rav v'rav v'tov. What should have been rav became muat. What should have been a great schar, incredible amount of schar, became very limited. U'mashayo roi lios muat nasa rav. And what should have been limited in terms of the punishment for my evil, for my sins, became massive. Their besa hakoach v'chayil imi bilvad. Why do you pick on me and you increase your koach and your chayil, which you don't do to anyone else? We ola midas tova meruba mividas peronius. And that's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. Both say there's a lot more here, especially with regard to Eo, but we'll have to stop now. The hour is late. We covered, Baruch Hashem, many different dimensions of Parshas Re'eh, including Valachta Vidrachov, Dveikus, Yiras Hashem, the Isra of Lotus Godudu, the special love of Hashem for Klal Yisrael, some insights into the Haftorah, especially based on the Abarbanel. Thank you so much. And Emir Tz Hashem, we hope to continue at some future date.